2 years ago this month, contaminated cantaloupe were being shipped across the country from a single farm in Colorado. That fruit would kill 33 people and sicken many more in a deadly listeria outbreak. Last week, an attorney representing the victims filed lawsuits against grocers in 11 states. The farm responsible is now bankrupt. And as Colorado Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports, for other cantaloupe growers in the area who had nothing to do with the outbreak, the past 2 years have been a struggle.
The summer of 2011 was rough for cantaloupe farmers. Every day, for weeks, there was more bad news, more people getting sick, more deaths. Mike Hirakata is a fourth-generation cantaloupe grower in Rocky Ford, Colorado.
We always did what we could, keep everything safe, so it was just kind of a sick-to-your-stomach feeling for that whole time.
Investigators figured out pretty quickly that the bad melons were coming from a single farm, and that it was 90 miles away from Rocky Ford. But the damage had already been done. Because that farmer had been wrongly marketing his cantaloupe under the Rocky Ford name, Hirakata says, growers there felt unfairly smeared.
The whole community is very proud of the cantaloupe, and the Rocky Ford High School's mascot is a meloneer.
When the local high school sports jerseys read meloneers, it's not surprising that farmers here are reluctant to abandon their signature crop and try to grow something else. So they're trying to make sure that what happened at the problem farm down the road never happens here. They invested big in all new processing and cold storage equipment.
What we're looking at basically is a set of brushes, which will clean the cantaloupe, and then we have a set of rollers. On top of that, we have a spray bar that's spraying water.
This new washing station at Hirakata's farm is the result of research that farmers here and the state of Colorado paid for to try to improve cantaloupe safety after the outbreak. They also found that consumers could be more careful. Few people wash cantaloupes before cutting into them, and that can be dangerous. Each slice of a knife can push bacteria living on the fruit's outer rind into the flesh inside. The farmers hired Kate Mulligan's public relations firm to help get that message out and highlight changes they've made in processing and storage.
What they were doing to enhance their safety procedures and the fact that they've had 126 years of a perfect safety record in Rocky Ford.
The growers don't have a big advertising budget, so Mulligan's trying to get local farmers FaceTime with city dwellers. That means doing events with chefs in Denver and at the state fair, and inviting the public to see their farms, like these elementary-aged kids bust in from Denver.
Each one of you can get one cantaloupe.
I found one.
When you find it, you can go ahead and pick it.
The message seems to be getting out.
What does Rocky Ford cantaloupe mean to you?
The best cantaloupe ever.
Bob Pervine, shopping in a farmer's market in Colorado Springs, says he thinks the 2011 outbreak was an anomaly.
Yeah, it had us all a little paranoid. Probably wouldn't prevent me from buying the cantaloupe when it comes time again.
Fellow shopper Sandy Baker isn't worried either. She's always looked forward to when Rocky Ford cantaloupes hit store shelves, and this year is no different.
Yeah, I usually look for them, because they're the best. Yeah.
Rocky Ford melon growers like Mike Hirakata were used to basking in praise like that before the outbreak. Now, he says, even though it wasn't their fault, farmers here realize that they need to stay on top of their own reputation.
If we wanted to keep going, we figured we needed to make changes that were for the better for our industry and for the customers.
Last year, people bought every cantaloupe Rocky Ford farmers grew, but they only planted 20% of a normal crop. This year, they're harvesting about a third as many as normal. That's an improvement, but still not enough for them to resume selling the melons out of state like they did before the outbreak. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney.